Quality Function Deployment, QFD. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Quality Function Deployment, QFD, as follows. A methodology designed to ensure that all the major requirements of the customer are identified and subsequently met or exceeded through the resulting product design process and the design and operation of the supporting production management system. QFD can be viewed as a set of communication and translation tools. QFD tries to eliminate the gap between what the customer wants in a new product and what the product is capable of delivering. QFD often leads to a clear identification of the major requirements of the customers. These expectations are referred to as the voice of the customer. Quality function deployment is a type of value analysis that helps organizations manage trade-offs between various customer needs when developing or improving products. Consider our case study door manufacturer. Making a door thicker will make it more resistant to break-ins and it will insulate better, but it will also be heavier and more expensive and will need sturdier hardware. QFD not only helps ensure that actual customer requirements are considered, it weighs the consequences of various engineering responses to those requirements. It also looks at how a product's specifications and features compare to those of the competition so the organization can remain competitive relative to evolving customer priorities. Exhibit 8-38 shows the QFD process. Exhibit 8-38, Quality Function Deployment. QFD can be used to determine customer requirements for a new product or service or for updates or modifications to an existing product or service. Determining these requirements can be accomplished by using the voice of the customer. After collecting this information, the next step is to construct a house of quality. Voice of the customer. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the voice of the customer, VOC, as follows. Actual customer descriptions and words for the functions and features customers desire for goods and services. In the strict definition, as related to quality function deployment, the term customer indicates the external customer of the supplying entity. The voice of the customer is a process used to capture requirements and/or feedback from the customer, internal or external, in order to help provide the customer with best-in-class service/product quality. It is used not only in QFD, but also on its own to gather information on customer requirements for product functions and features as well as related services such as fast delivery. VOC might gather customer feedback on the organization's product and on competitors' products if customers have experience with them. It may require interviewing customers or using surveys. Surveys can have sections with structured responses, for example, requiring the customer to make a selection from a 1 to 5 range called a Likert scale. However, for true VOC collection, surveys should also allow unstructured responses, such as including blank fields for responding to general questions. Customer feedback includes information on both actual and perceived quality. Perceived quality is one of the 8 dimensions of quality that refers to a subjective assessment of a product's quality based on criteria defined by the observer, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The QFD process is all about being proactive and constantly innovative to capture the changing requirements of the customers with time. Assuming that the organization has listened to the customer and captured their requirements and/or feedback, what should the organization do with that information? Many organizations use the information gathered to define the difference between what is value-added versus waste. Determine new product features by working backward. They start at the desired end product and reverse engineer it to determine the appropriate manufacturing environment. The voice of the customer concept is often used in its own right as a way of referring to customer expectations and requirements, even when QFD is not used. House of quality. Once customer requirements are gathered, the results are compiled and a house of quality, so-called because of the shape of the matrix used, can be constructed. The house of quality is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A structured process that relates customer-defined attributes to the product's technical features needed to support and generate these attributes. This technique achieves this mapping by means of a 6-step process. 1. Identification of customer attributes. 2. Identification of supporting technical features. 3. Correlation of the customer attributes with the supporting technical features. 4. Assignment of priorities to the customer requirements and technical features. 5. Evaluation of competitive stances and competitive products. And 6. Identification of those technical features to be used, deployed, in the final design of the product. HOQ is part of the quality function deployment. QFD process enforces designers to consider customer needs and the degree to which the proposed designs satisfy these needs. Exhibit 8-39 shows a house of quality, basically a matrix with inputs at the left and outputs at the top. Exhibit 8-39, House of Quality. The first step in building the house is to enter customer needs and wants, often called WATs, in the inputs rectangle at the left of the house in a series of rows. The point of a house of quality is to translate these wants into a balanced set of technical product and service requirements. A numeric priority ranking, such as 1 to 5, is then entered in the customer importance area for each item. For each of the customer's needs and wants, an analysis is made of existing and competing products. That analysis appears in the far right rectangle of the house. Next, technical requirements, or the counterparts to customer needs and wants, are identified in the rectangle immediately above the relationship matrix in the middle. This provides a technical response for each what. The technical requirements are called hows because they represent how the firm will respond to the what's of the customer. At the very bottom of the house, the corresponding target engineering values are entered. These are the engineering characteristics that will provide the technical capability in question. For each row listing a customer want, there should be a corresponding technical requirement. This will be a direct match in the center of the house. The remainder of the center of the house shows where a different technical requirement might support or conflict with the given customer want. Finally, the various technical requirements are compared with one another directly and assigned a plus or minus sign, or neither, in the roof of the house, which is called a correlation matrix. It shows the relationship between the hows by indicating additional areas of supporting or conflicting requirements. The point is to ensure that all trade-offs are recognized in the design effort. The key issue here is that the customer's needs and wants are linked throughout the entire process. When a customer need is recognized, the product or service design processes react to and support that need to the degree possible. The end result of a house of quality analysis should be a product design that reflects customer priorities while minimizing trade-offs and that omits features that are not in demand. This will keep costs lower while maintaining or increasing customer satisfaction. Door manufacturer case study example. Our door manufacturer is designing a vandal-proof commercial door for easy graffiti removal and good security from break-ins and wants to ensure that the design reflects what customers desire. An example of a house of quality is shown in Exhibit 8-40 for the product. The manufacturer will use this matrix to evaluate customer requirements against possible designs and to compare them with competitors' products. The output of the exercise is a numeric score that helps set the direction for the new design. Exhibit 8-40, House of Quality for a Vandal-Proof Commercial Door. The first step in building the house is to enter customer needs and wants, what's, in the rectangle at the left of the house. To translate these into a balanced set of technical product and service requirements, a 1 to 5 priority ranking is recorded in the priority column for each item. For example, easy graffiti removal is a priority for customers who choose this commercial door type, so this is given a 5 in the numerical ranking of customer needs. For each of the customer's needs and wants, an analysis is made of existing and competing products along those dimensions. That analysis appears in the far right rectangle of the house. The organization, U, is ranked against 2 competitors, X and Y, for each customer need on a scale of low to high. The organization has the best graffiti removal, for example, but competitors have much better insulation value. Next, technical requirements, or the counterparts to customer needs and wants, are identified in the columns immediately above the relationship matrix in the middle. The technical requirements, house, provide a technical response for each what, for example, for the vandal-proofing technical requirement at the very bottom of the house. The corresponding target engineering value is listed as polycarbonate thickness 1 millimeter to indicate the required thickness of this vandal-proofing material. Note how each row listing a customer want has a corresponding technical requirement. These boxes are shaded to show a direct relationship. The remainder of the center of the house shows where a different technical requirement might support plus or conflict with the given customer want. For example, there is a plus where insulation value and glass thickness meet in the center area to indicate that thicker glass will provide more insulation. However, there is a menace where long-term attractiveness and vandal-proofing me, because this plastic coating is less scratch-resistant than glass. In the roof of the house correlation matrix, the various technical requirements are compared and are assigned relationship ratings. For example, there is a plus where break-in resistance and door durability meet supporting requirement, because thicker stainless steel will improve break-in resistance. However, there is a menace where smooth operation and glass thickness meet conflicting requirement, because a heavier door will have less smooth operation. These trade-offs are recognized in the design. Note that there is a responsibility code at the very bottom of the house. This indicates which functional area or person will design this part of the product.